begin the current Tav, Mesavtis Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Alf. We begin three lines down for the Tav of the Yamad. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the Mishnahis in this Perek, discussing regarding damages that happen in the public domain. So the Mishnah describes the following case. Shnei Kadorin Shoy Mahalchin Zeachar Zeh. Two potters that were walking one after another. The Nitkal Harisha Menafel. The first guy tripped and fell. Now the second guy tripped on the first guy and he fell. Says the Mishnah, so the first guy who fell is liable for the damages that happened to the second guy who fell. Now, Amar B'Yechim explains, don't explain the halach of a Mishnah like Remeir Doma that we explained on the previous daf on the Chav Tesam and Aleph, that he holds nitkal peshayu, he holds somebody who trips, is negligent, you should have been more careful. And therefore, v'chayev, that's why you're liable in the Mishnah, the first guy tripped, okay, who's he going to sue? The second guy, saying you're responsible because you're negligent, because you tripped, I fell on you, you're liable for my damages. Says Rabbi Yechon, it doesn't have to be like Remeir. Even according to the rabbis, who they hold that generally when the guy trips, it's not his fault, he didn't mean to trip. It's an oinus beyond his control, and he's exempt for the damages. Here, the Rabban would agree that you're going to be liable. Why? For a different reason. Not because you tripped. Because he should have stood up and he didn't stand up. In other words, the way he's describing the halach of our Mishnah is that he stayed on the floor the amount of time that he could have stood up already and he didn't get up. That's why you're liable in the halach of our Mishnah. So it doesn't have to be like Rameir. It could even be like Rabbanan, where you could have gotten up and you didn't get up. Now that's negligence. And that's why you're going to be chayiv in the damage of the second person. He says even further. He says, I could say it's like Rabbanan, and not even because he didn't get up. In other words, he didn't have time to get up. Now, still, so then why would Rabbanan hold that you're going to be liable? He should have warned the guy, and he didn't warn him. So yes, the tripping you're not negligent for, and you didn't have time to get up, but you should have told him, stop, be careful, I fell. And he didn't. That's a negligence, and for that he's going to be chayiv in the damage of the second guy. Now, for Bechanam, however, Bechanam would tell you that no. The way you're describing the case, that he didn't have time to get up, so therefore it's not a negligence why he didn't warn the guy, deterred, because he's busy. The guy just fell. If he didn't even have time to get up, he doesn't have the frame of mind to warn the guy, and therefore Rabbi Yechon disagrees with Rav Nachum Yitzchak's interpretation. He says if he didn't have time, he wouldn't be liable. The reason why he's liable, says Rabbi Yechon, is because he didn't have time, because he had time to get up, and he didn't get up. Now, on this opinion of Rabbi Yechonon, the way he just responded to Rav Nachum Yitzchak, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hoye balkayr rishon ubal chavas achrin." Let's say people are walking in the street, there's traffic. So the first guy walking is a guy carrying a beam. The second guy behind him is a guy carrying a barrel. Now, if nishbra chavas bekayra, if the barrel breaks in the beam, so then like the laws of traffic are, so then the owner of the kaira, the owner of the beam, is going to be potter because obviously you walked into me. That's why your thing broke. Therefore, he's exempt. No, but vim omid bal kaira, but that's not always the case. If a guy crashed into someone else, if the first guy stopped suddenly, so the one walking with the beam suddenly stopped, and that's why now the guy walking with the barrel bumped into him and broke his barrel, so then chayv, then the owner of the beam is going to be liable. So says the Gemara, my lav sha'amad likasif. It doesn't differentiate seemingly in that Mishnah. It says if the first guy, the guy with the beam, just stopped, then he's going to be liable. So seemingly it would be even if he's stopping just to fix the beam, likasif, meaning on his shoulder, the way people carrying loads, they have to stop for a second to fix the load that they're carrying. The urchehu. Wait, that's normal for people to do. When you're carrying something, it starts falling, slipping. You got to stop for a second to carry it, and it's not like a negligence. And yet, uktoni chayv, and still the Mishnah tells us that he's going to be liable. Why is he going to be liable? He didn't do anything out of the norm. It's an einus. You have to fix the package. The havalei lahazer must be like Rav Nachum Yitzchak, because you should have warned the guy. Of course, that's an einus that you have to fix it. But you still should have warned the guy behind you. Wait a second, I'm going to fix my thing. I know we're all walking at a certain pace. If you keep on going, you're going to break your barrel right in my beam. So that's why he's liable. So seemingly, you see like Rav Nachum Yitzchak, even though there's no problem with regarding your stopping, with, like we're saying, you're not getting up, but you should warn the guy. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult to be Yechonon. The Mishnah Amud Beis is talking about Kesha Amud Lafush. When he stopped, just to take it easy, to stop for a second, to relax. Well, that is abnormal, because the public domain is not meant for that. People are walking, walking, walking. You can't just stop in the middle of the street and take a breather. And therefore, that's why the first thing is going to be negligent. That's why he's going to be chayv, not because he didn't warn the guy. No, if you're in the middle of fixing something, you have an oinus regarding the stopping, then you're not liable for the warning. It's just for the stopping over there because it was omid lafush. Now, this answer of that would be said for Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, avol omid lekasev mai. So what are you saying? But if the guy stopped to fix the thing on his shoulder, you're saying that pata, then the owner of the beam would be exempt because if he has no problem about stopping, he doesn't have to warn the guy. But then Adetani Sefer, then instead of the end of the Mishnah, they're saying, Vim omalei labal chavis amud, but let's say the owner of the beam said to the owner of the barrel who was walking behind him, says, stop. So even though he stopped, meaning even if, let's say, the one walking in front with the beam stopped, which we said is makes him liable, but if he tells the guy behind him, stop, then says the Mishnah Pater. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, liflig v'lisni b'didaz, the Gemara asks us many times in Shas, if you could differentiate in the case itself that you're discussing, instead of going somewhere else to say b'tor, say in the case itself. In other words, the Mishnah should have said, when did we say that if the one guy walking with the beam stops suddenly, and therefore the guy walking behind him with the barrel breaks his barrel on him, is going to be chayiv? Kisha amud lafush, that's if he stops just to take a breather. But it should have said, avol amud likasev pater, but even in the case of stopping itself, without warning, then you could be pater. How? If according to Rabbi Yechanan, because if you're stopping to fix it on your shoulder, you're pater because you don't have to warn. So why go to a different case to say pater when he said to warn, even without saying? Just stopping, you could have a case of pater according to Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, you're right, but ha kamashim lam, but this is, there's a different dimension of chiddush that the Tana wanted to say, the avagav the amud lafush. It wanted to tell us specifically in that case, where even though he stopped for a breather, which we said, that's negligence, you can't just stop walking in the public domain. Of course people are going to bump into you in traffic. You can't stop on the freeway and just stop and then say, oh, you bumped into me, you shouldn't be stopping. But that's what the Tana wanted to teach us, that even though he stopped just to take a breather, but if he tells the guy behind him, stop, you see, I'm telling you to stop, even though I'm not supposed to, but I'm telling you to stop. And that putter, that's what he wanted to teach us, you're going to be putter. But you're right, if you stop just lekasef, even without telling him, you would also be putter. Similar type of question and answer on Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, Toshima, come in here from the following brisa. Hakadarin, those potters, v'hazagogin, or those that sell glassware, shoyim halchin zachar zeh, that they were walking in line, one after another. Now, nitkal harishin benafel, the first guy who was walking, tripped and fell. Now, the second guy, they're all falling like dominoes in formation. Now, the second guy was walking behind him, tripped on the first guy. Now, the third guy walking trips on the second guy. So says the Tana the Braisa, so Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni. So the first guy is liable for the damages now that happened to the second guy because they tripped on him. B'Sheni Chayiv Beniske Shlishi, and the second guy is liable for the damages that happened to the third guy. But, says the Tana the Braisa, Vim Nachmas Rishon Naflu, but if everybody fell because of the first guy, which the Gemara later on is going to explain on the Midbeis, what would that case be talking about, then Rishon Chayiv Beniske Kulm, then the first guy who he tripped, now everyone fell because of him, he's going to be liable in all their damages. Now, it says the Braisa of him is he Rezezeh, but if let's say each guy as he fell warned the guy behind him, be careful, I'm down, and you're going to hurt yourself, then Patur, and then they're exempt because they warned the guy ready. Now, ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yechanan, my love, isn't the case talking about where we're saying that he didn't get up? In other words, he couldn't have gotten up. That's why it seems like from the Braisa that he's saying, okay, be careful. I don't have a chance to collect myself yet, but be careful, I'm down. So then he's going to be potter. But if he didn't warn him, then even if he didn't have time to get up, we see that you're going to be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because you could have warned him and you didn't warn him. That's not like Rabbi Yechanan. He said, not like Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that you're not chayiv in that warning. But similarly, you see over here that it's even if you couldn't get up, you're chayiv if you don't warn. So that the Gemara says, no, it's too much shahayil and lamed. No, he had time to get up. He should have gotten up. You're just sitting down all depressed on the floor and you're not getting up. That's why if you don't warn, you're going to be chayiv, not because of that you didn't warn. No, because you didn't get up. You could have gotten up. That is what Rabbi Yochanan qualifies the halacha of a Mishnah according to Rabbanan, but not because of not warning. Now the Gemara asks, similar as it asked in the previous question on Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, the question is, so what are you saying? But what would the halacha be if let's say the guy didn't have a chance to get up yet? Then, even if he didn't warn, you would say, Pater, he's exempt. But if that's the case, Adetani Sefer, if instead of the end of that, Bryce is saying, if they each warned each other, then they're going to be exempt. Liflik v'lisnei b'dida. You could differentiate in the case of when you chayiv itself to say that you could have that same case when you be potter without adding on another dimension of warning. And that is, the Brisa should have said, b'med v'amru, when did we say that they're going to be chayiv in the next person's damages? Shahoylen lamed. When he should have gotten up because he had enough time to get up. But if he didn't have time to get up, even without warning, he'd be exempt. Why go on to say he'll be exempt when he warns? Even without warning, you could have a case when he didn't get a chance to get up. So the Gemara says yes. But this is what the time of the Braisa wanted to add a different chiddush. You're right. That would also be a case of Pata. But he wanted to say, even though you should have gotten up. But when you warn the guy, even though, yes, my negligence, I should get up and I didn't get up, but I warned you, and you saw that, and still you kept on going, then he's going to be exempt because he warned the guy. Therefore, it's not difficult to be exempt because, yes, if he didn't have time to get up, he would also be a case of potter. Now, once we introduced this braisa as a question under b'yechon, which we answered, now the Gemara qualifies the halacha of this braisa. Amar Rava. He says, this that we said that, so you have one guy fell, and second guy fell on him, and third guy fell on the second guy, and so on, that each one's chayiv in the hezek of the others. So Rava qualifies this halacha, and he says, rishin, it's not all damages are created equal. And that is, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni, the first guy who fell, who's liable on the damages that happened to the second guy who fell on him, and again, they're carrying pots or they're carrying glassware, says Rava, the first guy is Bein Beniske Gufay, whether the damages happened through his own body, meaning he's laying there on the floor, this first guy, he fell, he toppled over, he's on the floor, all his glassware is on the floor. So it says, Rav, the first guy is going to be chayiv, whether his body damaged, because the guy tripped over him, he got hurt by the guy himself, or Bein Beniske Meminah, whether it's his own, it's money, all his glassware, all his pots are on the floor, and that's what damaged the second guy. Now, it says, Rav, Sheni, the second guy who tripped on the first guy, he's chayiv Beniske Shlishi, yeah, he's liable for the damage that happened to the third guy, Beniske Gufay, only with the damages that happened with his body, Avolei Beniske Meminah. But the second guy's pots that are on the floor that damages the third guy, for that, he's not going to be chayiv. That's the halacha that Rava said. Now that the Gemara asks. Maman of Shach. Either way you look at this, that it's difficult to understand the way Rava is qualifying, that he's saying that the maman, the kalim of the first guy, is going to be chayiv, that the damages that it does to the second guy, because he's qualifying it as a bur, b'shus ram, it's a pit. Whereas the mumman, the kalim of the second guy, he's saying he's going to be potter, which the Gemara is asking on that. And that is as follows. If Rava holds that someone that trips is negligent, in other words, when the person trips, it's like he threw out stumbling blocks into the Rishus HaRabim, and that's why we would understand why Rava is saying that the mumman of the first guy, his utensils, his pots, he's going to be liable for, because the tripping that you did, although you didn't put out your pots, but your tripping is a negligence. It's like you made a bar b'shus haram with your pots. So that's why we understand the first guy is chayiv on this kalim. But then sheni nami l'chayiv. Then we don't understand, but then at least the second guy should also be chayiv on the damages that happened to the third guy, because when his mumen, the second guy's utensils, his pots, damaged the body of the third guy, should also be chayiv because of bur, because nitkal is pashay. The fact that he tripped is a negligence, doesn't make a difference. Now you're bur, you made a bur, so why aren't you chayiv on your mum and for the damage that happened to the third guy? And e nitkal la pashayhu, now, and if you say that a guy who trips is not considered negligent, and therefore rather you consider like an oinis, like something beyond the person's control, what should I do? I didn't purposely throw myself down. I tripped on something. Then but then the difficulty is, then why is the first guy chayiv? The first guy should also be potter, even on the damages that, as Rashi says, that his body causes, for sure regarding his mamon. Meaning, why you chayiv even the first guy who trips? You're saying if nitkel is not a pesheya, so he's an oinis, so for sure his mamon he shouldn't be chayiv on, because that's not a bar that you made, or you didn't make it, it was an oinus. And more, even his body that's on the floor that's damaging the second guy, why are you chayiv for? It's an oinus, it's not a pesheya. So how do we understand this halacha of Rava? So on that, the Gemara answers, Rishain vadle peshehu. No, there is a difference between the trippings of the first guy and the guys after him. The first guy is definitely negligent, because he fell by himself. Whatever it is that he tripped him, but he tripped, it was his own tripping. Now, therefore, his own body he's going to be chayiv for, because he's a mazik. He's an adam mazik. He's a person that, whatever the situation, the person is always liable for damages that he causes. And moreover, he's chayav for his mamon, for all his pots that are all over the floor, because it's like somebody who dug a pit, because he was negligent in the fall. So now that he fell and he made his pots falling all over the place, that's like he dug the pit. Now, therefore, he's at least going to be chayav when the second guy's body gets hurt on his kalim, because even if it's a bar, which is potter on kalim, but it's chayav on the nezakin that happens to a person's body. Now, moreover, Rashi points out that obviously Rava holds, at this point in the Gemara, that the Rabbanon do not disagree with Reb Meir regarding the halacha of nitkal peshayahu. They agree that a guy who trips is considered negligent, and therefore this first guy who trips, he's negligent. In other words, not like Abai who said on the Chavtes Amad Aleph, that's actually a two-way machlekes. Rather, Rava held that it was, regarding the tripping, everyone agrees that you're not, you are negligent. And the machlekes between Rabbanon and Reb Meir over there was only regarding if someone's mafkir in the zakav, if he has something that's a damager that he's mafkir, are you going to be chayef for bar or not? But a guy who trips by himself, Rav at this point holds not like a bayah that everyone would agree, even the Rabbanon, that you considered a pesheya, that you're negligent. So therefore, regarding the first guy, he's definitely chayef both on himself and on his kelim. Now, Shani, the second guy, when he falls, that is considered an oynis, because he tripped over somebody else. This guy, I didn't expect that to be over there. He tripped right in front of me, and I tripped on him. Now, however, agufay, but on his body, the second guy, when he falls, his body itself that's on the floor now, regarding that, he's mechayiv. For that, he's liable, like as if he was mazik with his own hands actively. Although now he's being mazik passively by laying there on the floor, it's like regular adam mu'ud. Why? Because the Havalei Lamed, he should have gotten up and he didn't get up. So therefore, that's a negligence to me b'chayev on his personhood, on his own body. Now, but I'm a moinei potter on his, all his stuff now is all over the floor because he tripped over the first guy. Regarding those pots and those glassware, he's going to be totally exempt, even though he could have picked them up. Why? The Amalei, because he could say, Hai bira lava no kirite. I didn't dig this pit. I didn't make this pit. The first guy made it. Now, moreover, and this, as we said this on the Chavtes Amud Aleph, the Rabbanon hold, if someone's mafka hits the nezakov, which could cause damage, like over here, all this glassware and his pots are all over the floor, after in the fila of einis, here his tripping was not a regular nitkal peshea. It's an einis. This guy tripped right in front of me. Of course I'm going to topple all over him. So it's an einis. So, regarding his body, okay, fine, there was an oinus, but you should have gotten up. That you're b'shia for. But regarding the pits that were made, which were the glassware and the pots, that Rabban hold that if you mafkir it, so therefore it's qualified as a bar that you mafkir for it, regarding that, you're going to be potter. So therefore, the explanation of Rav's halacha is as follows. And he says the first guy's chayiv and the damage of the second guy, that's whether he got harmed in the body of the first guy, or whether he got harmed in the money of the first guy. The reason is because the guy's body is like a mazik, and is actually regarding if something gets broken or harmed from the body of the first guy, he'll be chayiv even on the kalim of the second guy. Because the person's the body of the first guy, you don't consider like a bar. Now, however, his mumen, his utensils that fell on the floor, that is qualified as a bar. And therefore, regarding that, he's going to be chayiv on the body of this second guy, but he's going to be exempt on his kalim. Because that's if the money of the second guy gets damage of the money of the first guy, then he's going to be exempt. The reason being is because the money of the first guy, his pots, are considered a bar. And regarding a bar, you chayiv on the damages that happen to a person. Because although we say that shervele adam, which tells us that you're exempt from a bar regarding a person, that's only regarding the death of a person. But regarding the damages of a person, you're going to be chayiv. But regarding the kalim, that you're potter, because the breaking of a keli is its death. Now, the second guy is going to be, like we said, chayiv in the damage that happened to the third person. That's like a mazik, where it's as if the body of the second guy damaged the third guy, where that you chayiv because he could have gotten up but he didn't get up. And moreover, you can't say mafka nezakov, which is the hetter we say on the money of the second guy, of his pots, because the person's not mafka his body. Now, however, regarding his mumen that caused the damage, where regarding that, if it damages the third guy, that is not going to be chayiv. Because we don't even give it the halacha of a bar on the pots of the second guy to be chayiv in the damages of the third guy, even if it damages the body of the third guy, because as we said, because he's mafkir nezakim, and for that, Rabban hold it, you're not chayiv if it happened through a fall of oinus. That's how Rava explains the halacha qualifying this brisa. Now, not the Gemara asked from the brisa. A braisa says, kulan chayavin al niske gufa. Regarding this case, it says that they're all going to be liable for the damages of their body, meaning if their body damages other people, the guy who fell is going to be liable on that neck, on the guy who gets harmed, whether he harmed that guy's body or his money. Upeturin al niske mimonin, but they're exempt on the damages that happen through their money, through their pots, through their glassware. In other words, if their glassware that fell on the floor after they tripped harms other people, they're going to be exempt on that. Now, the assumption of the Gemara at this point is that they're totally exempt. Even if their pots harm another person's body, then you're exempt. That's what the Braisa says. So ask the Gemara and Rava, my lava fila rishain, isn't that seemingly including everybody, even the first guy who fell? So obviously you see, not like Rava, that obviously a nitkal, a guy who trips, is not considered a peshayat. Actually, the way Abaye had explained the machlok is not the way Rava was explaining it over here. And therefore, regarding the body of the first guy, so that is going to be chayv, because he should have stood up. Now, although, yes, the tripping, as we're saying, is not considered peshia, rather it's considered an einus, still you're going to be chayv, because a person's body, you can't qualify as a boyer to say that, oh, okay, so I fell, I'm not negligent for the falling, and oh, the fact that I'm not picking it up, oh, I'm mafker the damager after a fall of einus, because you can't say that, because the person himself is a damager himself, because a person is not a pit, a person is not mafker himself. But regarding his money, he's going to be potter. So we see, seemingly, that the halacha of being exempt on the person's pot is even, seemingly from the Braisa, it says that they're all potter in this game of mind, even the first guy, that's not like Rava. Rava qualified the differentiation between the first guy and the second guy is that the first guy is chayiv both on niske gufe and niske mimonin, even for his pots that caused damage to the second guy. And here the Braisa seemingly is saying a sweeping statement that everyone's potter, seemingly even the first guy, on niske mimonin. So the Gemara says, no, labar mirishin. No, this halacha that they're exempt from their pots that caused damage is besides the first guy. Yeah, the second guy and on, that's what we said. The Rava says that they're potter on the moment, but they're chayiv on their body. But the first guy is going to be chayiv even on his money, meaning even on his pots. But how can you say that? The Braisa says all of them, which seemingly is even the first guy. So Amar Vada Bahab, he says, no, kul and hanizakin, when it says all of them, mean all of those that got harmed themselves, meaning from the second guy onward, that they're going to be chayiv for their bodies. Why didn't they get up? But for their moment? No, for the falling, you weren't considered a peshia. And then moving along, then because it happened through an einus, and you're mafkir, you're nizakin. And your mafkin is zakat, so that's why he's going to be potter on your moment. But the first guy is going to be chayav. And that the Gemara says, hi, Mai. How can you say that? If you say, as the Gemara's questioner is assuming, not like Rava, that it's even regarding the first guy, that's why it says that all of them are exempt on when their moment, when their pots cause damage, they're exempt. But if he's saying it's excluding the first guy, my kulan, why would the Braisa use the terminology of all of them? Listen to Hanizak and let him say a more clearer terminology of the guys who get damage. They themselves are going to be chayiv for their bodies causing damage, but not for their mammon. But why say kulan, which seemingly includes the first guy too, which the way Rav explained it, no, the first guy is chayiv on his mammon because nitkel is a paisheya. So Ella rather, the Gemara says, obviously, Rava was not making liable the first guy when his mammon damages the second guy. Because actually, as we've seen the Braisa, they're all, including the first guy, going to be exempt on their mammon that's mazik. The reason being is because, as we're saying, that no, actually, nitkel is lav peshaya. Tripping is not considered a negligence. And therefore, there is no difference between the first guy and the second guy's. Only the difference is by regarding the damages that their body caused the damage. So what's that? So rather, this is how Amar Rabba, this is what Rabba was saying. Rishain, the first guy, his body is considered a mazik. And therefore, his chayv is liable. And these are how the words are different now. Up until now, we were reading it, Ben Beniske Gufa, Ben Beniske Memainai, of the first guy, meaning of the Mazik. The Mazik's Guf and the Mazik's Mammon, we were reading it that he's going to be Chayiv on the second guy. Now we're reading it differently. Ben Beniske Gufa Desheni. No, no one's Chayiv on their Mammon, as we brought from the Braisa. So what does it mean, Ben Beniske Gufa, Ben Beniske Memainai? Meaning of the Nizik, as follows. The first guy's body is going to be liable for damages, whether it's beniske gufa desheni, whether it harms the body of the second guy, beniske memayne desheni, whether it harms the money of the second guy. Now, since that, and the reason for that is because since he should have gotten up and he didn't, so he's adam mazik, so he's chayev whatever he breaks, a person or money. Now, but Bashani, the second guy, even though he should have gotten up, he's not going to be liable as much as the first guy. Now, the reason being is because although we're considering everyone that Nitkal is Lav Pesheya, however, there are differences how much are you not a Pesheya. In other words, the first guy is still considered more negligent than the second guy because he tripped on his own. In contrast to the second guy who was even less of a non-negligence because it was totally nonsense, he tripped on the first guy. Now, so therefore, the first guy by not getting up, okay, the tripping we're not going to be mechayev you for, but getting up, for sure you're going to be considered a mazik. Now, the second guy, the way the Gemara is qualifying is that even if you're going to be mechayev him, because yes, you should get up, but the most a person's body is going to be considered is not like adam hamazik, rather as a bur, as a pit. For not getting up, you're making a bur. And therefore, chayiv b'niskei shlishi, he's going to be liable in the damage that happened to the third guy, b'niskei gufoy, only if the third guy's body gets damaged and trips over him, avoloi b'niskei b'mayne, but not in the third guy's money. The third guy's pot that breaks because he trips over the second guy, he's going to be exempt on. My time, what's the reason? The havalei bur, the second guy, again, everyone is not peshea when he trips, but the first guy's more at least peshea than the first guy. So by not getting up, he's an adam amazik. The second guy, who's more of an einus, even though we've been mechayev him for not getting up, and he should have gotten up, we're still considering him not like an adam amazik, but rather like a bur. We don't find anywhere that if someone digs a pit, that he's going to be chayev on kelim, because that's the drasha that we make, chamor v'loy kelim. Now, therefore, the brisa that said, kulan chayav al niske gufan, that they're all liable for damage that happened through their body, which sounds like even the second guy is qualified now, according to the Gemara, is when he harms the body of the third guy. But if he would harm the money of the third guy, that, even with his body, he'd be exempt because he has the halacha, like a bar, in contrast to the first guy, who is going to be chayiv in bein b'niske gufa bein b'niske money, the sheni, where his body would be liable both not only on the person, but even on the guy's money, because he's not like a bar, he's like an adam hamazig, albeit in a passive way. Now, in this approach of the Gemara asks, Hani chalishmul. This works very well according to Shmuel, that you could say that the body of the second guy has the halacha of a bar, which we're making this interesting thing, that the second guy's body is a bar. Now, how can you say that? Because the Amar Kol Takal HaBar, who he says, any stumbling block that a person puts in the street, whatever the circumstances is qualified as a bar. That's the characteristic of a bar. It doesn't move and people trip over it. But therefore you could say the same thing even regarding a person's body. Just laying there, you're a bar. But al Rav, according to Rav, do Amar I afkere in, he says no. He says, if you mafkere the item, then that's the halacha of the Torah of a bar, which is when you dig in your shasaram, which you do not own, it's hafkere, that's a bar. Eloi, but if the person's not mafkere, then loi, Rav holds that it's not considered a bar. Then ma'ikal amema, what are you going to be able to say? In other words, the person's, the mumen, you could say that a person's mafkere, so it could become a bar. But a person's body, he's not mafkir. How could the second guy be considered a bur when it's not hefker? A person's body is not ownerless. So how can you say, according to Rav, this answer? So the Gemara says, la'odim k'da amma mikar. So you're right, according to Rav, you have to say like we had said originally. Udikashalach kul l'chayav. Now the question was, according to the original approach of Rav, the question was, then he's being machal between the first guy and the second guy, that the first guy is going to be chayav on his mamen, and the second guy is going to be pot on his mamen. But the difficulty was the Braisa makes it sound like that they're all going to be chayav on their body, but potter on the mamen, and yet Rav says that the first guy is going to be chayav on his mamen. So that says the Gemara, Tirgama Rav Adabar Menyumi Kamed Ravina, he interpreted the Braisa saying, for example, Shahusku Kalim Bekalim, where it's that the guy's kalim broke on the other guy's kalim. In other words, the halacha of Rava was, as we had originally said, that the body of the first guy and the second guy are like adam hamazik. The second guy who fell is not a bar. He's an adam hamazik, as if they actively broke something. And they're going to be chayv on everything, both on the adam that trips on them afterwards and on their kalim. Now, and even according to Shmuel that says that something that you're not mafker is bar, then that's how we understood the first approach of how the Gemara was saying now, that would only be by mumen. But the second approach that the Gemara is taking now, where it has to say according to Rav, is, but regarding the person's body, no, a person is of them and he's not a bur. And therefore, yes, you'd be chayv on the damages of kelim to happen on that. Now, however, the differentiation that Rav was saying was, the mumen of the first guy, now, depends who you're going like Rav or Shmuel. According to Shmuel, whether you were mafker when the first guy tripped and now his parts are all over the place. Whether he was mafkid or whether he wasn't mafkid, either way it's going to be like bar. Now, according to Rav, if he wasn't mafkid, then he's going to be chayiv actually on everything, meaning even on kalim, because it's actually going to be considered like his shar. But if you're mafkid, then that's going to be exactly like Shmuel, which is going to be like bar. Now, where the reason for the first guy being chayiv both on himself and on his kalim is because since he tripped by himself, because that is as the Gemara originally said for Rav, which we're going back to according to Rav, that he's considered peshet, he's negligent, and therefore he's chayiv not only for his own body as an adam amazik, but he's chayiv for his kalim as a bar. Now, the moment of the second guy that Rav differentiated and said that the second guy who trips on the first guy, he's chayiv for his body on the third guy, but not on his mumen. Again, not like the Gemara had said before, which only works according to Shmuel, that's this niske gufe d'sheini and niske mein d'sheini. No, we're going back to the original approach. The first guy is chayiv on his body and on his mumen, and the second guy is chayiv on his body and not on his mumen. Now, the reason why is that he's going to be exempt, even if he harms the body of the third guy, is as Rav had said before, because when you have a damager, which your mafker, if it happened that it became a damager in the Rishus Aram through an einus, so then you're going to be potter. As we said, that's the case, because the second guy who trips on the first guy, he's not a bishay, he's more of an einus. Now, and even if he wasn't mafkerit, still Rashi explains, it's a case of shayr, that you own it, but it's like a shayr where you locked it up appropriately and then someone opened it, where it's an einus, and by an einus, you're exempt even by shayr. So here where you have an einus, that's why it fell, so then you're going to be exempt even if you weren't mafkerit. Now, so therefore, the halacha of Rava could apply both according to Rav and according to Shmuel. Now, the understanding of this was because we had asked from the Braisa that said that even the first guy, his mamon's going to be potter. So, but Rava said the first guy's mamon's going to be chayiv. That's what the Gemara is answering right now, is that that's only where the kalim of the second guy gets broken on the kalim of the first guy. Yes, that it would work out according to everybody that the first guy is going to be putter because the first guy's kalim are a bur, and the bur is not chayv on kalim. Now, again, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's going to differentiate. According to Rav, it's only going to be if the first guy was mafkerit, then it's a bur. And according to Shmuel, it would be even if you weren't mafkerit. So therefore, this is what the halacha was saying. The Braisa said that all of them are going to be chayv on niske gufan, where if their body causes damage, again, this is going back according to the first approach of Rava, which is what we have to say according to Rav, even if it damages Caleb. Because a person's body is a mazik. Adam mazik yichayv on both Adam and on Caleb. Now, then it said that they're all going to be exempt on niske m'maynon. That's if their mumen damages the other person's keli. Because even the first guy's mumen, you don't make it more than bar. Reason being is because even if nitkal is peshayahu, but there's no greater negligence in actually digging a bar, and everyone agrees that by a bar, you're going to be putter on kalim. But if, let's say, his mum and his keli damages the next person's body, so that's what we say, that some of them are going to be chayiv and some of them are going to be putter, which is because the first guy is going to be chayiv because it is considered a bar, and the second guy is going to be putter on his mum, totally, even this third guy's body, because as we explained according to Rabbanan, that since you mafka nezakov, then you're going to be putter since it happened through an einus. So that, again, resolves Rava, either as the Gemara had changed it to say Niske Gufi Desheni and Niske Mamayin Desheni, which only works according to Shmuel. According to Rava, we go back to the original approach, and we answer that they're all potter on the mammon is only if it's damaging the next person's kalim. But if it actually damaged the person's body, then yes, the first guy would be chayiv on Niske Mamayin. Now, the Gemara goes back to qualify that Amamar, we said there in the Braisa, that said Imach Mesrishin Aflu, we said, although if the first guy is chayiv and the second guy, and the third guy, and so on, but he said if they all fell because of the first one, then Mishan Chayiv Beniske Kulim, then the first guy is going to be liable for the damages of all them that came afterwards. So the Gemara says, Machmas Mishan Hechen Nava, how is it that everyone tripped because of the first guy to make him liable for all the guy's damages? So Rapapam, he explains the Paskala Urche Kishilda. It's where he blocks the whole traffic like a dead animal carcass. In other words, which is laying according to the width of the road, he fills up the whole road. Now everybody who comes trips over him, yes, then he's causing everyone's damage, not the second guy and the third and the third and the fourth. Everyone's tripping on him, and so that's why he's going to be chayav and all their damages. Or similarly, Rav Zvidam, he says, He gives the example like the stick of the blind person who he stretches out his stick to be able to see where he's going. Sometimes he stretches out to the width of the road and he feels his way around. That would be where it's sticking out and everyone's coming and tripping over it. That would be the qualification of this first guy tripping and everyone tripping over him. That's the case where he would be chayiv in the niskei of kulam.